Good afternoon and welcome to The Health Show on KVMR FM Nevada City. Today we have a show which is announcing the launch or rollout of big new changes in the Women, Infants, and Children Supplemental Nutrition and Education Program. So please stay tuned. We'll be having an interview with North County Health Agency staff members and followed by a live telephone talk with Karen Farley from California State WIC. California's WIC, or Women, Infants, and Children's Program, is going to initiate some bold new program changes and bold new changes in the food packages that are given to the 1.44 million women, infants, and children who are enrolled in California's WIC program starting October 1st. This interview was recorded at this year's annual WIC conference in anticipation of the October 1st rollout of the sweeping new nutrition and breastfeeding support program changes. Included in this interview are North County Health Services WIC program staff members, Mary Sammer, Nutrition Services Director, Lori Hill, Mary Langlois, and Ellen Gowan, WIC managers, and Joanne Shaw, breastfeeding coordinator. I hope you enjoy this. This is Arlie Helm on Best of Health. Hello, this is Arlie Helm on KVMR 89.5 in Nevada City. I'm here at the WIC conference, and I'm talking with some people who really had a vision many years ago about what we could do in the WIC program to bring a level of protection to breastfeeding that we haven't had before. And they've actually been walking the walk, talking the talk for a number of years, and now the entire state is going to go forward with this new plan. And I'd like to start off by introducing you to the Nutrition Services Director of North County Health Services, the WIC agency in North County, San Diego, in California, and let her tell you exactly what this new program is all about. Her name is Mary Sammer.
Okay. That's a big question.
Okay. Let me break that down and make that a smaller question. So, what you have been doing is not giving infants formula in the first 30 days, not giving WIC participants formula in the first 30 days. Now, everyone knows that WIC is the big formula distribution agency in the United States. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's true. I think that WIC has, unfortunately, historically been known as the program that gives formula, and this policy will be the real first opportunity to change the country's perceptions, especially the medical community's perception, that WIC is not only an agency, a program that provides a lot of education and support for lactation, but it is truly there to protect and support the first 30 days and breastfeeding, exclusive breastfeeding.
Why is the first 30 days so important? If they give formula for 30 days and then want to start breastfeeding, does that work just as well?
Well, it's very important. The first 30 days and really the first 2 weeks are the most vulnerable period for a mom and a new baby, because so many things are going on. The mom has to learn, the baby's learning, and historically this is the time when most women will give up breastfeeding. So if we can get her through the first month exclusively breastfeeding, she'll get a well-established milk supply, and if she wants to continue breastfeeding, she'll do that much more successfully than if she introduced formula earlier.
And we know, because we've talked about this before on KVMR, that breastfeeding is such a resource throughout the lifetime for both the mother and the baby. So really throughout two lifetimes, we're looking at protecting two whole lifetimes with 1 month's worth of concerted attention and care. I'd like to know, Lori, whether you, this is Lori Hill, who is the WIC administrative manager. Have you seen a difference in protecting the first 30 days with subsequent outcome?
Absolutely. When we started this, we had our breastfeeding rate, and just making this one change, we've gone to 80% of our newborns are exclusively breastfeeding or not receiving formula in the first month. And we found that although we have a drop off to month three, our rates over the year remain higher than almost any other agency.
So if you compare all the agencies in California, and there are a great many, there are more agencies in California than there are counties in California, you are one of the top, and you would say that this is because of your protection in the first 30 days as being a very strong component?
Yes. That and our staff commitment, we make early postpartum phone calls, but a lot, almost all of our education, the phone calls, it's all around getting moms to exclusively breastfeed their baby in those first 30 days.
And exclusive breastfeeding gives us a better duration of breastfeeding. What else would that give?
Well, once you exclusively breastfeed for the first 30 days, a lot of time you're home free. You've gotten over all the problems, and why wouldn't you continue? It leads to longer duration.
And the benefits of breastfeeding, are they, how much more powerful are they for exclusive breastfeeding than for partial breastfeeding, would you say?
Why don't we let Joanne answer that one?
I'm Joanne Shaw, the breastfeeding coordinator for the North County Health Services WIC program. And exclusive breastfeeding, the research has shown that exclusive breastfeeding, meaning no supplements, a formula, or other things, has a much greater protective effect on the health of the baby than those who are even combo feeding. Yes, some breastfeeding is better than none, absolutely. But the greatest protection that is given to the baby is in terms of health, and as well as the mom receiving those benefits of breastfeeding, is much greater when they exclusively breastfeed. They did compare moms and babies who were combo feeding with those who were completely formula feeding, and they looked more similar in terms of risk for different infections or diseases. They looked pretty similar, but there was a definite distinction about among exclusively breastfeeding moms and babies.
So that adding any formula into a daily pattern of feeding tends to chip away at the protection that breastfeeding offers.
Yes, that is true. Again, we don't want to discourage moms if their breastfeeding goal, if they're unsure of it, or you know, it's only for a month. We definitely want to affirm them and encourage them that giving even some breast milk, and I'm talking apart from the first 30 days, is better than nothing, because beyond the health benefits of breast milk and breastfeeding, there is that emotional difference between that bonding difference between a breastfeeding mom and a mom who feeds her baby by a bottle. So there are other benefits, but any breast milk is better than none, but certainly exclusive is unique.
And a lot of people do know that any amount of breast milk is a benefit, but I think this information that exclusive breastfeeding really jumps up the protection is going to be new for a lot of the listeners to KVMR. And that's something that we've known now for a little while, I guess.
Certainly statistically and research supports that exclusive breastfeeders are much healthier when compared to other babies who are not exclusively breastfed.
Ellen Gowan? Mothers that choose to breastfeed, do they seem to regret having that exclusive breastfeeding relationship?
They never regret it. I've never had anyone say, I regret having breastfed. Yeah.
So it's a positive. It works out in favor for the mother baby and the family dynamic in your experience in your agency.
Yes, I'd say that.
And Mary Langlois, you were giving some case studies today in the WIC conference here regarding people that might have some desire to have formula issued to them in the first 30 days that may or may not need it. How does your agency handle requests for formula in the first 30 days from breastfeeding women?
Well, first, we have very good staff training, so our staff are very confident about making an assessment and an evaluation. We do very interactive counseling with the mother so that, you know, we can really get her wishes expressed and see what her intent is, and it's not like we're lecturing to them. It's her decision, but in the first 30 days, we have this policy, and so we have to communicate that to her, but also that she can do it, that she can breastfeed and walk out the door feeling confident that she doesn't have formula. So, and I wanted to say something else when we were talking about combo feeding. I think one of the issues we really worry about with combo feeding is just overfeeding. Mm-hmm. With exclusive breastfeeding, you don't worry about overfeeding your baby, and it's just a real issue with the obesity epidemic, preventing obesity. We want to make sure that mothers are not overfeeding their babies.
So one of the strongest things that we can do as a people to prevent obesity in children or obesity in adults is during their infancy to exclusively breastfeed to prevent that?
Absolutely. The data, I believe, is showing that that's the first step in establishing a lifelong habit of healthy eating and not overeating.
And what a gift to give your child. I mean, those of us who struggle with our weight know what a gift it would be to never have to struggle, to always just be at a perfect balance with our exercise, our eating, and our weight. It'd be a nice gift to give to a child for a lifetime. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's just the problem is that we don't necessarily know when there's a prevention thing going on. We don't know how bad it could have been, so we don't know how much this is a gift.
Right. We can't run someone's life back, rewind, and then do it again a different way. You know, you get one shot at it.
And that's something I say in counseling, too. You know, if you feel like this is so hard, it's, you know, the getting started with breastfeeding can be, you know, a little nightmarish for some women. And you just sort of have to give them perspective. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. This is a very short time in your life, but it's a lifetime gift to your child.
And why do you think women ask for formula in the first 30 days? Do you think fear is as much a part of that as just not knowing that they don't need it?
Where do I begin? There's a multitude of reasons, but I think that the overall influence is the culture we live in is just not breastfeeding friendly. And so WIC is this sort of safe haven in this world, particularly in the United States. I think in other countries, maybe women are more comfortable. Recently, I've had a lot of women come in and they just say, well, I don't want to breastfeed in public. You know, what's that about? We have to have women feel comfortable that this is the thing to do, and it's good to do, and it's comfortable to do. It's the right thing to do. And unfortunately, that's not what they feel when they're out in the world.
I remember the first time I ever saw my grandmother in pants, I could have swallowed my teeth. I thought it was just wrong. You know, grandma was in pants. And I got used to it. Somehow I just got used to it. I got over it. Do you think that with more people continuing to breastfeed, that people will just get over their fear of seeing women breastfeeding in public?
I think the more they see people on the street, women on the street breastfeeding, it becomes the norm. I used to live in Berkeley at one point, and there's a lot more women there. I remember I was in my 20s, and it's just common in some areas, and they don't stand out. It just looks like the norm. So yes, I'm hoping that we're going in that direction.
And I did notice when I traveled to Guatemala or India that it doesn't seem to have any shock value when women feed their children. Whereas here, where people get all excited that someone's actually feeding their child. So what, Mary, when you started this, and how many, 15 years ago or more than 15 years ago, you started this policy of supporting breastfeeding in the first month by not automatically issuing infant formula. Did you think that it might catch on at other WIC agencies?
Well, let me clarify. I've been the director at North County Health Services for the last 12 years, and the policy was already in place. Joanne had actually was the vision behind it. But it has stayed, and we have really supported it. And my bigger kind of vision is that I would really like to see our sister clinics in the county that we live in, and certainly I would like to see all the WIC programs really step up and get on board and take this on. And it's going to happen because USDA has agreed that it is the best thing to do, and they've done the research, and we had the Institute of Medicine review the WIC food package and make these recommendations. And I'm really excited about that piece, that finally the WIC food package will be aligned with the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, that it will be in line with the American Academy of Pediatrics guidelines for infants, that what we say and what they say will be the same thing, and that exclusive breastfeeding in the first 60 days is being supported as the norm and up until 1 year. So yes, I do hope that this catches on how it should, and I have faith that it will, because California is a leader in breastfeeding promotion, and I really truly believe that. When I saw some of the changes in breastfeeding rates across the state, and I know we all have unique challenges depending where you live. We are a very diverse state. You know, some people are isolated and alone, and maybe the IBCLC at the WIC agency is the IBCLC for the hospital as well, and certainly that is not the case in San Diego. However, breastfeeding is normal. We all wouldn't be here if breastfeeding, you know, years and years and years ago wasn't how man was fed. And I think that that is the testament that we have to get back to, that it can be done. We need to help support each other. Grandparents need to support their daughters. Mothers just need to ask for it. And certainly WIC is there as one of the best resources in the state, and the WIC staff.
Do you know how many women, what percentage of women in California that are giving birth are enrolled with WIC or could be enrolled with WIC?
Well, in California, 6 out of 10 infants will be on the WIC program. So we have the capacity, and we are influencing a tremendous number of infants. And nationally, that figure is, I believe, 50% of all infants in the country will be on the WIC program. So there you have it. And I think with this policy change, we will have some power behind us. And I think if the WIC programs do their job well, get their staff trained to support the policy, talk to their participants, help educate people that this is the right thing to do. And I think if the WIC directors, the administrative folks, get out there and start building that infrastructure to support breastfeeding, it's a long road to hoe. I'm not trying to be, you know, look through this with rose-colored glasses, but I have hope that we have a momentum started, and I think the fact that WIC is as big of a program as it is, that we will indeed get the ball rolling finally in the right direction, and that if we communicate to the outside world all the resources that we have, especially in California, again, a well-trained staff, electric hospital-grade breast pumps that are free for loan, participant education. We make early phone calls to our mom. If the medical community knew all that we do, and if they could just help that mom get out of the hospital exclusively breastfeeding, we have a very difficult time accessing and capturing that first 48 hours. We really need the hospitals to be doing a better job. And I think if they knew all the services WIC had, maybe they'd be more inclined to put a little bit more effort into those first 48 hours, because we are well prepared to take it from there.
So bringing WIC in as part of the healthcare team to serve the new mother and to serve the new baby will give a full range of services and protection to breastfeeding once we get people to realize that that's available, especially to get the healthcare professionals, other healthcare professionals besides WIC, to realize that we are all serving together on the same boat. And everyone's nodding here. And I want to give, since Joanne was the one that started the program, I want to give her another chance to speak to the power that this sort of new policy change is going to have, and power that supporting breastfeeding is going to have for our state and for our country.
I think it has a lot to do with how you train your staff. As I was talking to some of our staff, when I hadn't really understood their perspective until recently, but there were some new staff that came on board a few years after we implemented this policy, and they really appreciated, and they could tell the difference between our agency and the one from which they just came, that everybody was saying the same thing. Everybody was promoting breastfeeding, from the telephone clerks all the way up to administration. And what a great environment that was for them to come in and be a part of and make their job easier in terms of breastfeeding counseling and promotion, because everybody was on the same page. So there is definitely strength and power when everybody has the same message. And as I shared in the conference, the presentation today, 15 years ago, I just read the policy as it was written, a couple of sentences that said that that in order to protect a woman's milk supply, it's recommended that you don't give formula the first 30 days. And to me, I thought, well, if that's true and that's right, then that's what we should be doing. And it was a no-brainer. And I think that's how I just went into it, maybe naively, but it worked. And I went into it with that attitude and just started taking our staff through what I knew. I had gotten trained as a certified lactation educator. I'm now a lactation consultant, but that was really all I had and really all that was needed to convey that truth and that passion, and that this was, like you said, the right thing to do, and our staff bought into it. And that's really key to making this work, is making everybody believe that the message is right and the message is true.
And we've had that message for quite a while, and it took maybe a little bit of innocence for you to decide that best practice meant following medical and nutritional guidelines.
This is Lori. Taking what Joanne said a step further, after we got the staff totally on board, then it went to training the participants. And for agencies who are nervous, I really want to reassure them, you set the bar that this is what we want our participants to do. This is the norm. This is what it. And they rose to the occasion. Also, what the beauty of the breastfeeding is infant-led. When the baby stirs, cries, mom nurses them. It's not, and then the baby stops when they're full. It's not finish this last little bit of formula. Mom's never going to say finish this last little bit of breast milk. So it's more infant-led opposed to bottle feeding, which is mother-led.
So more intuitive and respectful to the baby's physiology.
And I feel that the breastfeeding mom is more in tune to what her baby wants. They're closer. The bonding. You never prop a breast up to feed a baby. It's always, you know, close with the mom, and the mom being sensitive to her baby's cues.
So the breastfeeding and the breastfeeding pair or dyad, the mother and the baby are following each other's cues pretty closely because their bodies are working harmoniously together.
Right. It's almost a continuation. I used to describe it to the participants, you know, while you're pregnant, your body's feeding the baby. After you deliver, it just continues that, where the body is still feeding the baby.
It's so nice and simple when you put it that way. I like that. Ellen and Mary, do you have any last words to add to this?
I guess my parting words to everybody would just be to other WIC agencies, you know, change is hard, but once you get through this, it's really a delight to work in an environment where, you know, you're supported by the policy to do the right thing. So go for it.
Yeah. So that's encouragement to both the other WIC agencies and also to the participants coming into WIC, or participants in WIC right now.
Well, when Joanne was speaking earlier, she was talking about me. I'm the one who told her when I came from another agency where only specific elite staff were the ones who handled breastfeeding issues, and then people at the clerk and WIN levels even, we barely had a few, they weren't called WINs then, they just asked, what did you want? And if they want formula, they just gave it. And if there was a breastfeeding issue, it was passed on to someone else. They weren't allowed to discuss it. And then I came to this agency, and it had already been discussed, and they already knew before they even came to me to counsel, because the clerks had been well trained, and I was just shocked at how every single one of them talked the talk, you know, what breastfeeding is best, and we're not giving formula and everything, and they knew how to solve the minor problems. And you know.
And do you feel more empowered to counsel women about breastfeeding in the agency that there's such a strong and universal message about protecting breastfeeding?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and also more empowered because I'm in the CLE training right now. So,
congratulations. And so when you get your certified lactation educator, do you plan to continue on at your agency, at your WIC agency?
Oh, of course. Yes. Well, I'm a working manager right now, and I've always had enough support staff to, you know, give the problems to somebody else, but I feel much more confident that I can handle these problems myself now.
I like that too, because it's a respectful way for a group of professionals to work together, and for a group of professionals to help support the women and the children that they work with, rather than having things so separated out as you were describing before. More of a unity and an empowerment among everybody, among the staff.
This is Joanne again. I just wanted to bring a point that came to mind as you were talking about empowerment. It's not just about us and our staff. We find, and I think other agencies will find when they implement the policy, that moms really do, most of them, really do want to breastfeed. They really do want to be successful, and they don't want to fail at this. So when they do become successful at meeting their breastfeeding goals, they are really grateful, and they're glad to know that they could breastfeed their babies, that they were successful in this. So it's not just about, you know, when you speak of empowerment, it goes right on down to the participants as well. And that's really, we saw some of that in the little video montage that Mary showed at the presentation today, how grateful these moms were because of the counsel that they got, the support. So they, even though some of our staff or some of the staff that's going to be implementing this policy for the first time are apprehensive about how their moms might take this information, I think they're going to find that these moms are going to feel supported and glad that they could meet their goals and know that they can breastfeed their babies.
As women come into this, I can see where they might misunderstand at first and think that you were taking something away from them. And what would you say to that?
That's not at all the point or the goal of this policy. And that's really key to the staff understanding that, so that they can communicate that message to the participants, that this policy is not meant to be punitive. It's meant to support and encourage and protect their milk supply, because we can explain why physiologically this is important. You need to exclusively breastfeed to build your milk supply. And if you have a long-term goal, as Lori mentioned in the presentation earlier, even if it's to combination feed eventually, part formula, part breastfeeding, those women are going to be able to do that for a longer period of time as well when they have started off with a full milk supply and established that in that first month. It's important. It's important.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that the introducing formula or the so-called gift of formula in the first 30 days can really be a Trojan horse, allowing a real breakdown of the whole process of establishing breastfeeding, and that this is replacing that false gift of a Trojan horse with a true gift of support for a lifetime or two lifetimes of health and benefits. Lori Hill, would you like to say something in conclusion?
I think just, like I said, we want to reassure everybody that if you put the expectation to exclusively breastfeed, that they can rise to the occasion. And like you said, it's a gift. It's a gift for someone to be able to exclusively breastfeed their baby, for the mom, and for the baby.
The WIC program has been around since 1972. We have all waited a very long time for this. This is the most monumental change in the WIC program, and it's the best change. I mean, the entire change in the food package, all of the changes are terrific, and I don't mean to, you know, belittle any of those, but this is an opportunity for us to really make a public health improvement for the country. And I think that that's what the rest of the country needs to embrace. This is about health care as well. It's not just about what's happening in the WIC program. It's about the health of our nation. We have some very serious issues, as Mary Langlois talked about, with the childhood obesity epidemic. This is the first step in prevention, and it is good policy. There's some evidence even that moms that breastfeed are more, you know, the whole loving bonding, that there's less child abuse. We need this as a society, and I feel very proud to be part of a program that really believes in things that really can make a difference. And we are the nation's premier public health program, and what was the other term used? The flagship of childhood obesity prevention. That's a quote from the New York State Director Tim Mooney, I think he's right. I mean, and we need to really use that power, because we are a powerful program. And I think this is confidence from our funder that we have what it takes, and we will be the leaders out there. And so give us a call. We'll be there to help you. That's why we're here at this conference speaking, sharing our policies. You can access our policy at www.wicworks.com. WIC.gov?
The National WIC Association's website. And I don't know it off the top of my head, but I'm sure if you Google National WIC Association, you'll be able to find it.
And so that WIC will be known as the Breastfeeding Answer Place, not only in California, but in the United States.
Right. We're changing our reputation. We want to be known as the program that promotes, protects, educates, and supports breastfeeding, not the program that gives formula. And we need everybody's help to get that perception changed out there. But I really believe it's going to happen in this decade.
Thank you so much. Thanks, North County Health Services Agency of Northern San Diego County in California, for coming and talking to the KVMR listeners about the new program changes in the breastfeeding area in WIC. Thanks again.
Thank you.
And you are listening to Best of Health with Arlie Helm as your guest, as your host on KVMR. And we have now on the line Karen Farley. She is a dietitian and an internationally board-certified lactation consultant. She serves as the program manager with the WIC Association. The WIC Association is a nonprofit that provides advocacy, training, and communications to WIC, to the Women, Infants, and Children program, at both the state and national level. And I've brought Karen on to talk about the big new launch next week. Hello, Karen.
Hi, Arlie.
Hi. So I've been very excited to bring you on the air and the other WIC people on the air to talk about the big launch next week. I think this is going to really change both how people perceive WIC and the power that WIC will have in our state and our country. In a nutshell, what would you like to say about the new changes? Let's talk about the breastfeeding bit.
Well, we're all very excited and proud. I think you heard that in the voices of the WIC staff you were just talking to. And I think Mary Sammer summarized it really well, that the breastfeeding support provided in WIC is stellar. We have a long history of supporting breastfeeding, and we're building that support even more. As you heard about the no formula in the first month, when moms say they want to breastfeed, the extensive evaluation and assessment to help a mom figure out her problems and what's happening initially, those expected and normal bumps in the road when you start breastfeeding, and working through those to maintain breastfeeding and ideally exclusive breastfeeding, and lots of follow-up visits in the clinic. So we're just very proud and excited of the whole new WIC food package. It's been a long time in coming, and as a result, there's been really good input from all levels of the WIC program about what this stellar health program can provide. And as Mary said, it has the potential to have a huge impact on health outcomes. And WIC has done a good job already with reducing low birth weights and anemia, and increasing breastfeeding rates among low-income women, although there's a lot of work to be done there. But now we have even more of an opportunity to, as mentioned, address obesity, diabetes, gestational diabetes, and, of course, breastfeeding.
All my university work in nutrition, when we looked at different programs, WIC was always one of the most successful programs mm-hmm. that the U.S. government has for changing outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
With WIC positioned that way, and with WIC's mandate to promote breastfeeding, and now with lining up the recommendations from the Institutes of Medicine, from the American Academy of Pediatrics, from American Dietetic Association, from Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine, everyone is sort of on board now to say, well, we knew that, you know, unnecessary formula supplementation has been a problem, mm-hmm. and now we're going to actually bring that message right to the people by giving even more breastfeeding support at WIC, and by not just rolling over when people have fear or doubts or uncertainties or problems, but help them to address those.
Right, a lot of good policy improvements. WIC has a long history of really good staff training, a lot of learner-centered education, one-on-one and group interaction classes. So that's been a long-standing asset of WIC's, and it's now just being reinforced with good policy at the federal level. And the state of California can be very proud of the WIC program here, as far as putting a lot of thought and effort into really working strategically to help a large population, 1.45 million moms. 60% of the babies in California have some contact with the WIC program. So it's been really, you can just be really proud that these employees, over 3,000 of them across the state, have put a lot of thought into how important this is and how to really do this well to have good health outcomes. Also, WIC really needs to be applauded because both at the local and state level, WIC really reaches out to partners, whether that's hospitals, work sites, other community partners where families make nutrition and health decisions and breastfeeding decisions. And there are a lot of very big initiatives going on across the state to improve the breastfeeding support network of which WIC is part of. And that's a large part due to efforts by WIC staff in their communities and at the statewide level and working with the state and local breastfeeding coalitions to make sure there's a good safety net for moms who want to breastfeed and maintain breastfeeding.
Well, as an example of how comprehensive this partnership is, do you want to talk about, mention UC Davis's?
Yeah, using public data, the California WIC Association with UC Davis, Dr. Jane Heinig, and the breastfeeding coalitions have produced reports that have been really useful in the community so that we can see what kind of supplementation is going on in hospitals and what kind of breastfeeding support is going on in hospitals and look at that data and work with our hospitals and communities to improve breastfeeding support in the hospitals. And as a consequence, we have a lot of hospitals becoming baby-friendly. We've also done a lot of work advocating to improve Medi-Cal support for lactation consultations and breast pumps, both at the state level here. We can be very proud that our California Department of Public Health and the California Department of Healthcare Services are very supportive of breastfeeding and have given us a lot of time to understand how better Medi-Cal can work to provide breastfeeding support. And we're getting that working now at the community level, reaching out and getting those benefits delivered better. So we're going to be putting a lot of time into that the next couple of years. We have been working on that for a few years. Working on bills, SB 257 and AB 513 are on the governor's desk waiting to be signed. 257 would require state agencies to notify moms when they go on maternity leave that they can return to work breastfeeding. And AB 513 would require Medi-Cal and the HMO plans to provide lactation consultations and pumps for moms. And finally, we've got a lot of great partnership with the Labor Commissioner and between the coalitions and the WIC agencies and breastfeeding advocates. We do a lot of reaching out to work sites. So it's a take-a-village approach to making sure that WIC services are out there and including particularly the breastfeeding support. And as we keep making progress there, we'll see breastfeeding rates go up, whether it's initiation, duration, exclusivity. And, of course, we're always really focusing on the low-income moms' rates going up and the support they need.
Yeah, so WIC is actually helping to bridge between the job site and the birth, getting the mom back. When the mom chooses or has to go back to work, WIC's making sure, and CalWIC, the association, are making sure that we work for the for people to understand, for both employees and employers to understand that women will be supported as they breastfeed and when they return to work.
Right. And in these economic times, women are needing to be, we know historically more women with young babies are in the workforce, a majority of them, over 50%. But even more women are needing to go back to work now with the tough economic times. So WIC has a really important impact locally, whether it's providing these families with the needed food and the breastfeeding support or helping them get job worksite lactation in the community so they can keep breastfeeding, providing jobs. WIC provides jobs and then, of course, hopefully producing healthier communities. So.
And with the Healthy Habits Begin at Birth, the UC Davis piece of helping mothers understand and helping the WIC staff understand it's not always about food, that babies can cry for a number of reasons, mm-hmm. And to put a bottle of formula in a baby's mouth may not be the smartest way to fix a problem. If the problem was not hunger, overeating, which a lot of us do when we have a problem, we overeat instead of solving the problem. This is helping people start right off with looking at what the actual situation is and you know, being calm with the right solution for that instead of just overfeeding as a solution for everything.
Right. The work that Dr. Heinig and her staff are doing with the WIC agencies has been great as far as helping moms understand a lot of information that their babies are giving them and understanding each other so that they can have a better a better relationship in general and related to food, whether it's breastfeeding or, you know, as you move on from breastfeeding to the introduction of solid food. And it looks very hopeful about that those skills that can be taught will have a really positive impact on breastfeeding rates and healthy early habits for eating and lifestyle choices.
And WIC's also, starting October 1st, going to be providing some of those solid foods in the second half of the first year when it's appropriate to start introducing solid foods.
Correct, yes. The WIC food package has never had baby foods, and the WIC food package will have baby foods.
And for the mother, there are some new foods as well.
Yeah, the food package will have whole grains and soy products, tofu and soy milk. There'll be lower-fat food choices, fruits and vegetables, which is really exciting, and baby foods for the baby. And the breastfeeding package will be incentivized in that it has more foods and, in the case of baby foods, will provide baby meats as an incentive.
And so actually this is a big step forward nutritionally because instead of simply providing juice for a baby from age 6 months to a year or beyond, because the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Dietetic Association have realized for years that that's not a good part of a baby's diet, we're actually going to be providing food, a full food.
Correct, and much less juice will be provided.
So, yeah.
If I could just mention here a little bit of a segue that's really important is that when a mom goes to the store to get her foods, she goes to what's called a WIC-authorized vendor. That grocery store has gone through quite a rigorous process to be allowed to accept WIC coupons. And there are over 4,000 of those vendors across California, and they're really important partners in providing the WIC foods. And WIC actually has a staff member or more than one in each agency that is working with the vendors, helping them understand the provision of the foods and how to make a really smooth transaction for the participant and the vendor. And especially in these times, WIC is really critical. I was mentioning how it brings jobs and provides food for the community. But the WIC food budget for California is just under $1 billion per year. And so that's another really important part of one of the provisions that WIC provides to all of us statewide as far as helping our economy. And that whole connection with the grocery industry and farmers markets. Right now, WIC coupons can be redeemed seasonally at the farmers markets, but the state WIC program is working on ways to get that happen on a regular basis. So it's a very important part of the whole network of where WIC is in the community.
And very much in line with where I think the community's sensibility about food is going as well, mm-hmm. with wanting to support local farmers markets and mm-hmm. so forth.
And anybody who's authorized to be a WIC vendor will then have all this grocery bag, you might say, of healthy foods. So anybody in the neighborhood can go to that vendor and get their whole grains, their soy milk, their tofu, their fruits and vegetables. So if you're a senior citizen, if your family, kids outside the WIC age, or everybody will have access to, there will be improved access to a good health grocery bag of healthy food. So, and so as long as the vendor is authorized to carry those WIC, as long as the grocer is authorized to carry WIC food. So that's a really important impact in all of our communities for improving access to healthy foods.
And just to go back to the breastfeeding one more time, so these exclusively breastfed babies will no longer just be given formula just in case. They won't be given formula in the first month. Instead, the breastfeeding problems will be addressed. And when solids start to become introduced, these exclusively breastfed babies will receive twice the amount of baby food, fruits and vegetables, as non-exclusively breastfed babies, and they'll also be getting baby food meats.
Correct.
So it's a package that's actually giving more to the even more support to the breastfeeding mom. No one's cutting them loose. They're actually getting, they're having something that's of less value replaced with something that's of more greater value.
Correct. The package is incentivized for the decision to continue to breastfeed.
Okay, well, Karen, this has been great having you on the air. Is there anything you'd like to say in conclusion? Any hurrah you wanna send out there?
Just congratulations to the WIC staff throughout the state, the state office, and the local levels for lots of hard work, and all of our partners. And if you aren't familiar with the WIC program, go visit it.
Do you want to give? I guess people can go to WIC Works.
WICworks.ca.gov. WICWORKS.ca.gov, and you can locate your local WIC agency and go visit your local WIC agency
and find out what they can do for
you.
Yeah,
they're your good neighbors.
And maybe become a baby whisperer.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thanks a lot, Arlie.
It was great to have you on.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So this is Arlie Helm on KVMR FM 89.5 in Nevada City. Best of Health Today has brought you information about the new WIC changes beginning in half a week. Really monumental changes, although WIC has been mandated to support breastfeeding as the preferred infant feeding method for many years. This is really putting some power behind that. And also in the spirit of full disclosure, I would like to say that I'm not an employee of WIC. I do work for them, and I've believed in them ever since I was an undergraduate in nutrition. I think it's a very powerful, positive program, and I too feel really proud of all the people that I've met that work at WIC that have really been working for a lot of years to get these changes to start happening, and women like Mary Sammer, who have actually, and Joanne, and all the people that you heard on the interview earlier that actually started implementing these sensible changes earlier than this and became the leaders, kind of pioneers, blazing a path to finding out that this is going to be a successful pathway for people to for the WIC agencies to in order to increase exclusive breastfeeding rates in California, which in the generations to come will make an important difference, an important increase in health in communities all across California and all across the U.S. So thank you. Here I'll say thank you to all the WIC staff and thank you to all the WIC mothers for their faithful concern and their work to be the best that they can be. And now we'll go out with a local group, Maggie McCaig and her husband, Luke Wilson, and please stay tuned, and we will have Garden Forum at 1 o'clock.